Guy Code with Renan Oswey.
Welcome to the first episode of the Guy Code this year, 2022. And I am, as always, Rene Oswere. Now, for this first episode of the Guy Code this year, we're going to talk about a foundational principle of masculinity, which is frame, maintaining frame. We're going to start with the basics from the very get-go. I'll just get right into it. Frame is a concept that explains how people always act under established frameworks, okay? Everyone has a framework or set of assumptions they use to navigate through life, which is basically their worldview, right? So this is basically your worldview that is, of course, you know, created from your experiences, from your culture, from, you know, your personality, your character attributes. These are all the things that accumulate to establish your frame. Okay? So when two or more worldviews collide in an interaction, the dominant one will control that specific moment or that specific interaction, right? Now, the factors that determine the dominant frame may vary from one social interaction to another. All right, this is just about your frame when you're interacting with someone else. You know, how you interact, how you converse, how you communicate. One frame will be a dominant one. And the factors that determine the dominant frame may vary, maybe because, you know, in that specific space or moment, that person is an expert in that field that you're interacting with, or they're older, or, you know, they have more resources. So the factors that determine the dominant frame vary from one social interaction to another. Now, in the red pill, we evaluate this concept in light of intergender relationships. Okay, this is, of course, heterosexual relationships. And a rule of thumb when it comes to frame in red pill is we say that if her actions influence your emotions, you're operating within her frame. If your actions influence her emotions, she's operating within your frame. Let me say that again. If her actions influence your emotions, you are operating in her frame. But if your actions influence her emotions, she's operating in your frame. All right? So, if you are proactive, right? Not reactive, but you are proactive. Isn't that what you choose and how you decide determines most of the interactions you have with her? Then she mainly operates within your frame. You have the dominant frame. But if you are reactive, you're always nitpicking, you're always complaining. Why don't you always do this? What you do when you do this makes me feel this way. What you do this makes me feel this way. You're always complaining, right? When she starts something, she always knows how to press the buttons that will make you react, make you lose control, make you go off on a tangent, throw a tantrum, you know? And she's just there calm. You're operating within her frame, right? And no one likes this kind of person who is always reactive, always find something to trigger them, yeah, and to cause a tantrum, because people will be like, okay, seriously, just relax. And you may need to grow up, because people find that childish. It's only children who, you know, people know the kind of things that will really easily set them off. If she always knows how to set you off, get you to throw a tantrum, get you to lose your social, you know, your frame, get you to lose control of your emotions, you know, She knows the exact buttons to press to change your mood entirely. Then you are operating within her frame. Because if you control your own moods, if you control your own emotions, then your frame is strong and firm. Then she cannot shake your frame. Your frame is maintained. And we can ask, what is the best ways you can practice to maintain your frame? I have five, okay? And this is based on different social interactions. Of course, intergender, heterosexual relationships, right? Number one, and this is a very common one, ignore completely, right? So when she's maybe trying to, we've covered this in an older episode, shit tests. When she's trying to shit test you through some, you know, some rebuttals, some jabs at you, you can just ignore it completely and act like you haven't even heard what she has said, right? How people say all over social media, you know, ignore the haters, ignore the hate. That's one way of maintaining frame, in that you're showing that what they have said is so meaningless that is not, does not even deserve a response from you or a reaction from you. So you ignore it completely and just let it pass, like as if it was a bad fart or something. Just let it go. And that will make them, you know, you will not give them the attention they want. And of course, the response they want. So they will let it left, leave them feeling like they just did something very meaningless, which they did. So that's the number one. And usually the best way to maintain frame is when people try to throw jabs at you. Just ignore. Whether communicating, you know, face to face or even on text, just leave it that way. Face to face, maybe she said something, you know, that's really out of place. You can just ignore it and continue saying what you intended to say. Ignore it completely. That's number one. Number two. And this second point is only if this is who you are. For the people who are good at smart rebuttals, they are those who can say, you know, Rene, I just don't know how to ignore, but let me tell you, I can give you a very apt answer. And that will shut them up. By all means, be yourself. If that's who you are, you can give a rebuttal that will just shut it down and completely neutralize that. Go ahead. Definitely, you need to be yourself. If you're not the kind to say, you know what, I just can't ignore some things, I just have to say something to shut it down, by all means, be yourself and do what you got to do. So if only this is who you are, because if you make a rebuttal and this is not who you are, you're in hopes that, you know, it'll be funny and it comes off as, you know, it falls flat. Now you even feel worse because they threw a jab at you, it worked, and to add insult to injury, you embarrassed yourself. So only give a rebuttal if that is who you are, right? That's number two. Number three, silence. Okay. When they say something to shake your frame or try and do something, you can actually, and this takes a lot of courage and people find it awkward. Usually the first times they try it, silence, an awkward silence. Be comfortable with it. Look at them, awkward silence. Then continue with what you were saying and what you were doing. And most of the times that silence could allow them and give them a chance to reflect on what they have done or even hear for themselves what they just said. So they say something just completely useless. You look at them quietly and continue what you're saying. It almost gives them a chance to
just hear for themselves what they have just said and evaluate whether it was really necessary or did it add any value in this moment. That's number three, silence. Okay. Number four, you can laugh it off. Okay. You can laugh it off. There's some people who they can say something and they hope it will hurt you, but you just brush it off. You know, for those who definitely, there are those people who say, you know, it's never that serious. They don't take it too personally. They're just those kind of people who say, you know what, I can brush it off. It was funny. People feel like they're really not that sensitive. So if you can laugh it off, you can go ahead and laugh it off. And of course, like I said, on the second point, if this is who you are, right? You don't want to give a nervous laugh to feel like, and it'll evidently show that, you know, you're trying to hide some embarrassment. You know, if you're the kind of person who, you know, also throws some jabs at people and you feel it came from a place of, did not come from a place of malice, you laugh it off, that's who you are, you don't take things too seriously, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it by all means. Number four. And lastly, and this is also for some people, I got to find out there's some people who can escalate it, you know, in jest, in a joking way. They escalate it. Someone throws a jab at them, you know, this, it's probably they say, oh man, your t-shirt is very ugly. And it's like, well, I didn't know you had such good taste in t-shirts, or yeah, I have even uglier ones. Or there's some people who actually do that, and it throws the initiator off guard, because now they thought they will hurt you. They thought, you know, they were going to do damage with the words they have said, and it seemed, and you show them that, you know, what you've said is really has done nothing. In fact, I don't take it so seriously. In fact, I'll escalate it. That's how they do it. And it could work in certain social interactions. So these 5 points should be used depending on the social interactions, varying from one to another, and of course, depending on who you are as an individual. If you don't give rebuttals, if you don't laugh it off, if your thing is silence, go ahead and do it. But a rule of thumb, and I want to emphasize this, guys, is that do not explain yourself. Once you try to justify yourself, you have lost. I will repeat. Once you try and justify yourself and try to explain yourself, you have lost frame. The point of frame is showing and presenting yourself as, this is who I am authentically, and you don't need to explain why you are who you are. Once you make an effort to try and explain yourself, try and get validation from someone else, said, okay, this is who I am because of this. Listen, no one really cares. They just want you to present yourself authentically as you are. Once you try and prove yourself that, oh, maybe if I don't, you know, explain myself, they think I'm crazy. Well, everyone is crazy to someone. Everyone is crazy to someone. So the bottom line, guys, you really need to understand is that when you make an effort to explain yourself, to justify yourself, you have lost frame. Someone throw the jab, man, I think your t-shirt is very ugly. Well, you know, it's just because I couldn't find a better one. Bro, no, you wore that. You made a choice to wear that. You thought it was fly. You're wearing that confidently. Stand by your decision, right? Maybe what they're wearing is ugly to someone as well, and that is completely okay. So bottom line, guys, do not explain yourself. Once you try to explain yourself, you have lost, okay? And people may be asking, okay, what is the point of these shit tests? Why do people throw these jabs to test your frame? They do it to test your competency, right?
Will you stand by what you believe in? Will you stand by who you truly are? Right? And people may also ask, how do you know when you finally got it, when you've done all these things, practiced it? How do you know when you're finally understood and your default state is a strong frame? Well, you will notice that most people will defer to your frame. Most people will assimilate to your worldview, right? And it will become easier and easier. When people notice that you're not looking for their validation, you're not looking to try and explain yourself to different people, right? They will see you as competent. They see you as, this is a person who he is who he is. I can wake him up in the middle of the night and ask him, do you really believe what you said about this, this, this? And he will say yes. So whether they may like what you said or like what you do or not, they know that you stay true to who you are and what you believe in, right? So they may ask, you may ask, how do you know a frame is set in a relationship where there's polarity? How do you know that? Well, you will know this by the woman will defer to you when making specific decisions, right? Okay. Let me discuss with my husband. Let me discuss with my significant other on this, right? Because you've shown that the decisions you make, especially very important decisions, can be reliable and can be dependent upon, you know, and that will lead to victory. So when she defers to you to make certain decisions, okay, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? What do you think about this? You know, there's a frame set in that relationship. If she always makes choices by herself, then that shows that maybe she doesn't really depend on, or she doesn't see your decision-making processes or the way you make decisions as very valuable and could lead to the victory she wants and to achieve her goals. So you may ask also, as far as frame, what are some of the components that make frame? Two things I'll say that on this is that masculine energy plus emotional intelligence equals frame, right? Masculine energy, right? If you've read the book The Way of the Superior Man by David Deida, and I really encourage every one of you to read that book. It's very good. When you have masculine energy from your body language, from how you present yourself, from how you communicate, plus emotional intelligence equals frame, right? You understand who you are. You are self-aware and you're intelligent. You know how to maneuver through certain social settings. You're not easily rattled. People say things, they poke fun and you immediately react. They can easily get a reaction from you. You can't have frame. But if you have masculine energy plus emotional intelligence, this is a very important component of frame. Emotional intelligence, you're aware of your emotional triggers, and that's very important, guys. You need to be aware of your emotional triggers so that you will know which buttons someone will use against you in an interaction. Understand yourself, be self-aware. Know that, okay, most of the times someone might bring something up that they think will throw me off center. You understand it and you acknowledge it and you understand how to handle it if it comes up, so that it can't be a weapon that someone will use, you know, to throw you off center and have you within their frame and end up achieving their goals or their intention. So this is what I have to say about frame, guys, on the first episode of 2022. I really appreciate your feedback on Twitter at GuyCodeKenya. Thank you so much for listening. And this is going to be a good year where we'll share more information, valuable information, have valuable discussions.
This is the year also intend to bring in some guests so that we may have a valuable interactions with other men trying to be the best version of themselves. And until next time, guys, we shall talk soon. Bye.
Guy Code with Renan Oswe.